Good to be here again. This morning I'd like to look at Genesis chapter 6. Start by reading that. And it came to pass, when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and daughters were born unto them, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were fair, and they took them wives of all which they chose. And the Lord said, My spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he also is flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years. There were giants in the earth in those days, and also after that, when the sons of God came in unto the daughters of men, and they bare children unto them, the same became mighty men, which were of old, men of renown. And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. And the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, and the creeping thing and the fowls of the air, for it repenteth me that I have made them. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. These are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man and perfect in his generations, and Noah walked with God. And Noah begat three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. The earth also was corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with violence. And God looked upon the earth, and behold, it was corrupt, for all flesh had corrupted his way upon the earth. And God said unto Noah, The end of all flesh is come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them, and behold, I will destroy them with the earth. Make thee an ark of gopher wood. Rooms shalt thou make in the ark, and shalt pitch it within and without with pitch. And this is the fashion which thou shalt make of it. The length of the ark shall be 300 cubits, the breadth of it 50 cubits, and the height of it 30 cubits. A window shalt thou make in the ark, and in a cubit shalt thou finish it above. And the door of the ark shalt thou set in the side thereof, with lower, second, and third stories shalt thou make it. And behold, I, even I, do bring a flood of waters upon the earth, to destroy all flesh, wherein is the breath of life from under heaven, and everything that is in the earth shall die. But with thee will I establish my covenant, and thou shalt come into the ark, thou and thy sons and thy wife, and thy sons' wives with thee. And of every living thing of all flesh, two of every sort shalt thou bring into the ark, to keep them alive with thee. They shall be male and female, of fowls after their kind, and of cattle after their kind, of every creeping thing of the earth after his kind. Two of every sort shall come unto thee, to keep them alive. And take thou unto thee of all food that is eaten, and thou shalt gather it to thee, and it shall be for food for thee and for them. Thus did Noah, according to all that God commanded him, so did he. So I just like to look a little bit at Noah and just some of the traits that he had. And in verse 22 there, it says, Thus did Noah, according to all that God commanded him, so did he. It wasn't a lot of things that God commanded Noah to do, but it was the one big thing was building the ark. And there were a lot of reasons that God picked Noah to do this. In verse 9, it says, These are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man and perfect in his generations, and Noah walked with God. In this story here, there's a lot of things that aren't spelled out, things that we can either look in other parts of the Bible and learn a few things, or just by reading what's in here, we can figure out what was going on. It says, Noah was a just man and perfect in his generations. There's other, later on in Genesis, it talks more about Noah. And as far as being a perfect man, I don't think it was perfection like we think of it, but it said he was perfect in his generations. And if we look at what God had to say about the rest of the people in the world this time, it was basically just people were doing whatever they wanted and whatever pleased them. But Noah was walking with God. And it seems like he commanded his family and taught them to walk with God as well. Because God chose to save Noah and his family, and he destroyed the rest of the earth. And Noah didn't have to listen to God. He had all these instructions for him on how to build the ark and to bring a bunch of animals in it and to bring a bunch of food along with him. But in verse 22, we see that that's just what he did. He did according to all that God commanded him. And from the genealogies here, it looks like it was somewhere between 55 and 75 years that he was building the ark. And I'm sure there were a lot of people that were questioning him or mocking him about it. And they were all just living their lives and doing whatever pleased them. But Noah was listening to what God told him to do. And the main reason that he listened to God was because he had faith. What God told him was the only evidence he had that there was going to be a flood that was going to destroy the earth. And because of his walk with God and his, I'm not totally sure how they, I mean, we can read a lot of how they did things back then with serving God, but it's different from how we do it now. But he still had the same heart. He had a heart to serve God. And he might not have realized it at the time, but his choice to obey God is what kept the human race alive. And if he had changed something, you know, he said he's just going to, instead of making the ark 100 cubits, he'll cut it down, you know, maybe do 75 and save some time. And, you know, enjoy life a little bit more and maybe not look as crazy to people around him. We know God's way is perfect, and it probably wouldn't have survived the flood. And the height and the length and the breadth of it were all important to keep it floating and to keep it from overturning and to keep it stable. And the wood that God told him to use, that was important too. Because all wood floats differently and it has different strength properties for different uses. And I'm not exactly sure what gopher wood is, but it was, whatever kind of wood it was perfect for building an ark. And for surviving for quite a few days on the water. And another thing that probably made it hard on Noah was he didn't have a lot of, I don't know, his family might have been encouraging him, or they could have been skeptical of it too. Because I'm not sure if they heard from God or if it was just Noah that heard from God and then relayed it to them. But he didn't have a lot of encouragement other than his faith in God. And he knew that if God told him to do this, then he had a reason for it. And even though it took however many years it took, from the timeline here, I'd say probably the least it was 55. And for a lot of us, that's, you know, if we start on a project in our 20s and we work on it for 55 years, we're going to be 75 by the time we finish it. Which they had, I think he, I'm trying to remember here, I think he was 500 years old when he had a son, so he had a different concept of time than we do. But 55 years is still a long time to be working on a project like that when the whole world is against you and all you have is God. And that verse 22, it says, "Thus did Noah, according to all that God commanded him, so did he." For us to read that, that's just a short verse. Only takes a few seconds. But for Noah to do that, it was quite an undertaking. And he had his sons to help him. But it probably wasn't easy, you know, working on it for that long. And just going off of faith that there was a reason that he had to build this ark. So just a few things I'd like to bring out here that we can learn from this. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. But with faith in God, anything's possible. And just like with Noah, our faith in God can give us hope for things we can't see. And I'd say a lot of us have prayed for things and we've had answers to those prayers, and that strengthens our faith. But there's still going to be things that come up that we don't know where to. The only place we have to turn to is God to help us. And just like Noah was faithful in what God told him to do, we can be faithful and trust in God. And just as Noah's salvation relied on his obedience to God's word, our salvation is the same way. If we don't follow God's word and we don't do what he tells us, we won't be saved. You know, if he had decided to change something or put it off, there's a chance that the flood would have come and the ark wouldn't have been ready. And his family wouldn't have been saved. They would have perished like the rest of the world. And I know the way we look at time is different, but God might choose to take his time on something that we think should be done in, you know, just a couple years or a couple days. But Noah persevered in his. He didn't give in to people that mocked him or tried to discourage him, get him to stop building the ark and just enjoy life. God had a plan for him, and he also has a plan for us. So even if it seems like our life is kind of pointless and we aren't going anywhere and we're just kind of, you know, we're trying to serve God, but there's not really any reason for our life. If we're following God's word and we're staying faithful to him, we're obeying him and persevering, then he has a plan for us. And it could be something that we never find out, something that we don't see. But it's just my encouragement this morning that to have faith in God, to obey his word, and to persevere. So I'll just leave you with those thoughts and just ask God to bless the rest of the service.